5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Are you allowed to have a chat?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Let me ask the adult questions.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Are you allowed to have a shag?
Yes, Jim.
That was, of course, with Damien Christoph yesterday, and his answer was, as long as it's someone you know, that counts you out, fat. I'll tell you what we're doing. We're speaking to two of the all-time greats
forwards of
the game of AFL football. Jason Dunstall. The Chief back on Triple M.
Is he second or third greatest goal kicker ever?
Oh, don't know.
Up there.
1,254 and a superstar, the Chief. And, of course, one of our family members. So, love chatting to him.
Yep.
And then the Duck.
Oh!
Fluffy Duck.
Fluffy.
He's in. Well, we can't say in because in these days we can't actually accommodate people coming into the studio. But we're going to chat to the Duck.
Oh,
I can't wait for that as well. And we're in full stage lockdown, Fat.
Well, not full stage, but
I think
stage
it pretty much is.
Two.
I think it pretty much is. You're not going to be allowed to go anywhere.
No, well, that's be stage three, probably,
and
four.
That's very close to happening.
Yep.
In fact, by the end of today, it may have.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Fat,
yep.
What are you going to do?
Fat will do what he always does.
What?
Not a lot. I sleep in, Jim. I sleep in, and then I have a look at my socials, turn on the news, just see what's happened overnight.
Yes.
And then drive up to Melbourne to be with you, of course.
Yeah, right.
But great to see you, and g'day to you, Rabs.
Buccanara. Oh, Brownless might have just belted Buccanara.
Yeah, and he's down, Buccanara.
Let's have a look at the replay here.
No, don't look at the replay.
See if is it the bunny chop?
Please don't look at the replay.
Bunny chop. Oh, he's giving him a bunny chop on top of his head. As pathetic a blow as you've ever seen from a man. What about Bill? As soon as he's down, Buccanara. He didn't even move.
And don't look at the I knew what was coming,
Bill,
Jim.
Come on. That wasn't your finest.
Now, finally, the Tokyo 2020 Olympics have been postponed, Jim, for 1 year, which makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense. The Olympic flame will remain in Japan, Jim.
Right, good.
You know why? Because there's light at the end of the tunnel
in which the
world finds itself at present.
That's
so the light's still going.
There, Bill, yes.
It's currently in Fukushima.
Oh no.
Yes, it is, Jim.
Right.
The Olympic flame is currently.
Is this your sports update?
Fukushima, yeah.
Well, is this a sports update?
Yeah.
Well, Bill.
What?
You've got an opener for your sports update, haven't you?
Well, I just went early with that, but yeah.
We normally like to. Here we
are. Now, on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football, and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right. And sponsored by
Sorbent
Wipes McGee.
Old Wipes McGee. But Bill, let me say this.
What?
Unless we get some love from Sorbent by the end of the week, it'll be another mob.
Righto.
We're changing.
Opposition.
Opposition.
Righto.
We're going to go opposition.
I hope
so
they're listening.
Wipes McGee doesn't get us what we need by the end of the week, we will change sponsors for the segment.
Come on, Wipes.
Come on, Wipes. You're good enough. Fix it up.
I'm going with the Tokyo Olympics. Flame.
Right. Oh, the flame.
Fukushima.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. So we go with that twice.
Fukushima.
What else is making up
your
sports update?
Dick Pound said it's in Fukushima.
Thank you.
Seven-star ambush by Streaker. Did you see this last night?
What?
Mark Stevens.
Bit of a stretch. I mean, Bill. Good, honest operator.
No, good.
Wouldn't have said star. Would you say star?
Channel 7 footy reporter who's a bit chubby.
Oh.
Mark Stevens.
We love Stevens.
But he was doing a live cross down there at St Kilda and this happened.
Brand new facility, virtually closed and boarded up at the moment. Footy basically is a ghost town. Some players were in taking gym equipment.
That bloke was nude. He had his T-shirt over his head and had his willy just flicking it around.
Was
like
he built?
What's that called?
I don't know.
Helicopter.
I don't know.
You wouldn't be able to do it, Rabs.
It'd be on you, Rabs. But I will tell you this. I was reporting live out of the warehouse post-showdown about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm standing on a set of on a table because we had to get higher than the crowd. The place was heaving. Halfway through a live cross to Bruce Abernathy, 7 News, a bloke snuck up behind me.
Oh, no.
Because your legs have got to be spread a little bit so you can balance on the table. Snuck up behind me, Bill, as I'm speaking.
speaking, came in underneath and gave me a full nut bagging.
And grabbed you.
As hard as I've given it the... Oh! Middle of the life cross. I had no idea he was even there. That's disconcerting, Bill. Why are you speaking on television?
When I was doing live crosses with the wheel...
Yes.
Oh, remember my tooth fell out.
Yeah, so I do.
I just had a replace.
You weren't at your best, though, during those pissed. Crosses.
Now, let's be honest, I was pissed. On the back of Chris Scott, not being paid a cent during the shutdown, Clarko, Alistair Clarkson, has come out and said he'll take a big, big pay cut to help his club. So well done to Clarko.
Well done. Very good.
And Hawthorne.
Yes.
Now, stage two, the full list of banned activities, Jim.
Righto.
As of midnight tonight.
Yes.
Beauty therapies. So the the one downstairs. I was busy today, but they'll be closed down. Right. Tattoo parlours. Jakey King, good.
Push up King.
Watch out, he'll be walking up and down Clarendon now.
He will, and he's almost tilted backwards now. He's got that big. The push up King. He is. He's on a 45-degree tilt backwards.
So no tanning, no waxing. No. That'd be interesting. Indoor and outdoor place. Give it a couple of months.
We might be back to the 70s.
George W.
Come on. Get a retro. Come on, Bill. Tidy it up.
Hairdressers are still working, Jim. But guess what? It's only a 30-minute appointment, which I'm fine with.
Oh, no. Yours
but some girls walk in there, they don't even get started in 30 minutes.
Two minutes, you.
Exactly. Libraries.
Oh, no.
Libraries.
Libraries. Libraries.
Libraries, Jim.
We are providing a community service here. Firstly, we're giving Bill a job, and in these times you wouldn't get one anywhere else in the world. But secondly, people can chuckle on their way home.
Libraries.
Libraries.
Did I tell you the joke about the bloke who walked into the library, Jim?
Oh, no.
He only had a little weenie. Remember?
Yes.
In the micro.
He said he got a book on small penises. She said, looked it up on a computer, Jim. She said, nah, it's not in yet. He said, yep, that's it.
Bill, you told that like 2 days ago.
I think I got Alzheimer's, Jim.
That's the best thing you got.
Brothels, massage parlours and sex on premises services closed of midnight tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised they're not already.
Well, you know the things that really go well when there's a depression or something like this.
What?
Beer and sex still happens.
They're both not happening.
I know. Swimming pools, Jim. Birthday parties, house party. What about this? Weddings are limited to 5 people. So 5 people. How do you work that out?
If I'm like a telecasting, producer or content director, I'm having Bill do this during the news. Come on every day and tell us what you're now not allowed to do.
That's it.
I would watch that.
I would.
Oh, you reckon?
I'd watch it.
Between the end of sport and the start of weather, I would get Bill just for 2 minutes to tell us what you're now not allowed to
That's
do.
That's it. Weddings. Gordon. Weddings, 5 people, Jim. And funerals.
Yes.
No more than 10 people.
No.
Galleries. I say the men's gallery. It's closed. They're all shut up.
Listen to him.
And auction houses and open inspections, Jim. They're all
So this
done.
Is all part of your sports wrap.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it is, Jimmy.
Rabbits. We need to get to a break. We need to apologise, firstly,
to the millions of
friends.
Imagine if you read that on the news, and then a granny in Doncaster, and he goes, Libraries.
Yeah, Libraries. I know. That's why I'm saying I would watch it. Jason Dunstall, the superstar, former Hawk, to join us next. Look, the resume of this man, Bill, is quite extraordinary. 1,254. It actually annoys the crap out of me to say any of this. That's how long I've known this man, and there's not a humble bone in his body, but I'm going to have to do it anyway. 1,254 goals, one of the all-time greats.
Yep.
4 premierships, 3 common medals, all Australians, 4 times the best and fairest at the amazing Hawthorn Footy Club, AFL Hall of Fame, Hawthorn Team of the Century.
CEO
for a while. Yes. Of course he was. Footy director in that amazing era. I speak of the great Jason Dunstall, who joins us now, the chief.
Humility, humility, humility. Oh. The only word I know, Jim. Hello, Bill.
Hello, chief. And with this days of isolation, I reckon this would suit you right down to a T.
A lot of people keep telling me I've been practicing for this all my life, Bill.
Yes. Now, chief. We are concerned about Fox Footy, of course, because we've got a hiatus on the season. We don't know. Well, it's not going to start, of course, so we at least know for 2 months. But what is happening to our favourite channel on Fox Footy?
Yeah, there's plenty going on at the moment, Jim. We've got to find a way to give people something to do and something to watch, particularly on Fox Footy. So we're doing a show called Fox Footy Live.
Beautiful.
Which is Monday to Friday from 3 to 6, which rotates all the personnel that we have, talking about all the issues to do with the hiatus, to do with what's happening with football. While it's not going on, we're going to talk to players, talk to people in football. It's basically just covering all aspects, from deadly serious to having a light-hearted look at things as well, mate.
Oh, a new podcast type of show, Jimmy boy.
Yes, thank you, Bill, yeah. Very much so. Bill, that's good for you. How did you know that?
Oh, it's written down here on the sheet. But also, Chiefy boy, Fox Footy brings fans what they're missing. They're going to recall blockbuster games.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. So we're doing that, Wednesday? Tomorrow night and Friday night, a couple of live recalls. So what we're doing is we're picking a couple of games out of the past. We're not telling the people watching what game it is, and we're going to call it live off the pitches as if it was happening now.
Well, Chief, we actually had a crack at doing that last year on Triple M. We recalled during the bye break the 1989 grand final where your team got the better of Fats' team. I don't know if you realise, Chief, but during the four quarters of that game, Bill accessed the prune four times.
Four? I didn't realise he had that good a day.
And including bunny chopping Gary Buchanan in the head.
Oh, well, that's the funny thing, Jim. I mean, you call these games from days gone by and they're just so inappropriate when you compare them to some of the rules that we have in the game now, aren't they?
Oh, yes. There was a bit going on. Every time someone kicked it, they'd get dumped or belted. Yeah. I reckon Buddha Hocking hit about four blokes in the first quarter.
Correct. It was on for young and old. So we're going to do all of that, mate. We're going to lab up bits of play, talk about things, preview and review, just like you're having a normal night at home watching the footy.
Beautiful. Well, now that you've described how that 89 grand final was played, you understand why Bill got nowhere near it. The other thing, Chief, that we're very pleased about is Bounce is back.
Yeah, and we had our first show Sunday night, which is a really fun show. I mean, obviously a very different proposition this year without our great mates, but...
Yep.
But we kicked things off Sunday night, had a great show. Andrew Gaze playing a bigger role. It's great to have him back full on. And we're actually going to do a half-hour show on Friday nights, which will be after the footy. So probably around about 9:30 this week. Mate, we're just going to put together a little half-hour for people to have fun. Exactly right, Bill. That's all we want to do, mate.
We love that. We do love Bounce. Great to see it back. Hey, what have you been doing?
Yes, Chief.
In all seriousness.
We want to drill down into you, Chief. What have you been up to?
Any docos or what?
Any docos? I'm not quite sure why you would go with that angle, Bill. No, I'm doing as little as possible, just trying to do a little bit of exercise, but there's not much we can do at the moment. So
that is true.
There's not a lot to tell, unfortunately.
What exercise? Like not walking down steps with a pizza box? Oh. Remember that?
You're a weird cat, Bill.
When
he
tripped over his thong and fell down.
You realise I broke my collarbone when I did that, Bill?
How many pizza boxes did you have?
Bill, I was moving a chest of drawers. You're looking at the skit that the boys actually did on Bounce. But very good. That gave you a bit of laugh. So you laugh at my poor fate, but you know, the serious injury that I suffered. That's fine.
And you blew a thong.
Chief, what else have you? Are you going to be able to pick it up at Huntingdale, or is that out, or what can you do?
We've got a little tennis group at the moment that we have the odd hit with.
Yes,
we can do that outdoors, and because it's four people, very well separated.
Yep,
which is
it's
just going for walks along the river and things like that.
Oh,
right, Chief.
Walks along the river, skimming stones.
Well, what am I going to do, Bill? Give me one bloody thing I can do, Bill.
Oh, well, you don't walk along the river skimming stones.
Bill, instead of just asking questions, come up with a bloody solution. What in your miserable four touches in the 89 grand final? Right.
That's what we like, Chief.
So I'm getting baked by the Chief.
No, I love it. You can ring us anytime, Chief. We're going to remain on air throughout. So anytime you want to be a guest on our show, you're welcome.
Read a book or something.
Always a pleasure, boys.
Good on you, Chief.
Chief, thanks
for
that.
See you,
Fox Footy is still going strong, Bill. Do not forget about that for a second.
Exactly.
Don't forget, Fox Footy continues to bring footy to the fans. Channel 504 on Foxtel. Jim, Bill looks a bit angry.
I love it. I love it. Well, he's angry because the Chiefs just split him down the middle.
He did.
But also, he's got an anger aimed at someone else, and I would stick around.
Yes.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Billy.
Now, hit it, please, Rabbits.
Come on, Rab.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
Where are we
headed? Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Ah, Jimmy boy, yes. I tell you what I've already had a gutful of, Jimmy boy.
What?
BT! Oh. Brian! The Bristler! Fanicum! He's in quarantine in Lawn for 2 weeks, Jim.
Yes.
So we know he hasn't got coronavirus.
No.
But I'll tell you what he's contacted.
What?
Dickhead virus! Fanicum, Jim, seriously. First, he does a roaming segment where he commentates the cars going past his house. Calling cars driving past, Jim! He's lost the block! Next, Jim, yes. He gives us a tour of his shed.
Yes.
He's got that much shit in there he's stolen from sponsors over the years. His shed looks like a Mitre 10.
Yes.
20 extension cords, 30 ropes, 150 empty jars of Vegemite, Jim. Then, guess what?
What?
He goes inside and makes a cheesecake. What is wrong with him? The completely lost his mind. It's like I always say, Jimmy boy.
What do you always say?
Never leave a commentator in Lawn on his own. Unusual! Oh! He is He now, is, Jim.
Now, Bill, I'm listening to every bloody word of that. Just because you can't go down to the bloody froth anymore and down to the cafe with your loose ones and the whole lot, you line up down there and night after night go bang, bang, bang.
Yes.
You wake up the next day and you wonder what happened. You never turn up to work on time. You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace. How dare you criticise down when I'm down here doing my due diligence? I'm sitting in quarantine, suffering. You're out there gallivanting around. What do you expect me to do?
Brian.
What do you want me to do? That's why I've got a shed, Bill, so I can do something with it.
Brian,
this is unbelievable.
You're out the front of your house calling cars.
Bill,
next minute you're in a shed
something.
With 150 empty
Bill.
Jars of Vegemite. Then
Bill.
You're making a cheesecake. What's
when
wrong
you
with you?
When you weren't playing footy, what did you do? You went out and kicked footies to keep in touch. So I've got to keep in touch. What else am I going to call, Bill? The kangaroo's jumping around, the koala's climbing. What else is there?
There's something wrong with you. Not right. What are you doing right now?
I don't know what's happening. You used to be a good bloke. You're now an absolute and utter scumbag. Depicting off everyone else and blowing them up. I don't know what's wrong with you, Bill. Right. You've lost the plot.
You've lost the plot? What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in a bush building a rock art.
Oh! he's doing rock art.
I am building rock art. People will swamp here after the coronavirus has gone, and they will go, there's Brian's rock art.
Rock art.
Because it's coming. It's coming, Bill, on my Insta. It's coming. Rock art.
Oh, Bristle, we need to let you go. Thank you very much for dropping in. That's made my day.
I don't know what's wrong with you, Bill.
Get back to your rocks.
I said to you at the top of the show, we are having on today two of the all-time greats of the AFL. We've already spoken to Jason Dunstall, superstar, of course. Now we swing on to a man.
Ooh.
270 games, Bill.
Yeah.
A couple of premierships as a captain. Seven-time All-Australian.
Seven.
AFL Hall of Fame, North Melbourne. Captain of the team of the century and, of course, centre-half forward. And the greatest player North's ever produced, recently capped at the 150-year celebration. I speak of Wayne Carey, our man, the Duck. Welcome.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Flo, how lucky are the listeners today? You've got two of the greats and one in studio. So three of the all-time great forwards, Fluffy Duck.
That was one of the best introductions I've ever had, JB, so thank you very much.
Very welcome. And we had the Chief on earlier, and I know growing up, Duck, that the Chief was your favourite.
Yeah, he's one of my favourites. I ran into him the other day, actually, down Chapel Street. He's fallen asleep and swallowed his mattress. He was definitely one of my favourites. He was an absolute superstar. And I think we're all blessed with going through a time where there were so many great full forwards. He was certainly one of them. And, yeah, I love watching him play. Great Hawthorn teams. And he was he was one of the best.
Now, Duck,
who did you barrack for, Duck?
I barracked for South Melbourne. Billy, being a Wagga Wagga boy, that was their zone. So I grew up, you know, obviously, Stevie Wright was the little rover that played for them. Big Barry Round in the ruck, but they were my team, the Sydney Swans.
Now, Duck, I'm watching on Sunday for the first half, North Melbourne play St Kilda. Close to the most reprehensible football I've ever seen our great club put together, by the way. Two goals to halftime, and I thought this is going to be a very long year. They then came storming home, well done to them to win the game. But halfway through that game, we had Gil McLachlan come up and say, this is it.
Yeah, it's I think like you, JB, we're all in shock. I guess to some degree we sort of knew that this would happen at some point, given what, you know, this disease has done around the world. And I guess we were hoping that it might take a little longer before the competition was closed down. And let's be honest, I mean, that's the least of people's worries out there. And I know we're in the football bubble, but I just see and you know, spoken to so many people that are doing it tough at the moment. It's hard to feel sorry for the football community. And obviously I do, but it's bigger than that.
What about, you're a great leader of players. Where do you sit on this player wage cuts? What are you thinking?
Look, Bill, it's really hard because, obviously, just like the rest of the community, people are losing their jobs all the time. Some are obviously going on leave with pay, some without pay. I mean, there's terrible circumstances. I will say this, and during the mid-90s, Bill and you were playing then, we created a union for a reason. And that union was put there to protect the players, just like there are unions in other workforces. Yeah. They're there to protect the players. And at the end of the day, that union goes into bat for their people. And if that means 50%, Bill, then it's 50%. If it means 80, it's 80. It really is a negotiation. And I know people think that the players are maybe being greedy for even asking for 50%. But at the end of the day, they do have a right to argue for what is something, a contract that they signed. So it's a difficult one.
Hey, what have you been doing? You've been doing a bit of homeschooling?
I actually have been doing the homeschooling, Bill, and I talking about people that should get paid, after doing a little bit of homeschooling, teachers should get all the money in the world.
They should get, they should.
Because it's the most frustrating thing ever, trying to...
A difficult student there, have you? You put a kick out of the class.
Yeah, well her attention span's a bit like her dad, about 3 minutes. And does not want to complete a task and all that type of stuff. So, I definitely don't have the patience to be a teacher, but I'm trying.
I tell you, Damo was onto this. He was onto it when we rocked up there on Saturday for the Saturday rub.
Yes.
And he had this to say about you, Fluffy.
I just hear that in the off-season, the great C. Judd, 3 votes, headed into the ESPY.
Yeah.
And my mail is that he was well-received. Drifted back to me, Purple, that it was mentioned to Duck that he might actually have Duck covered in a present sense at a place.
Well, it'd want to be
like good. That. And am I right in hearing that Duck turned around and did? I wouldn't have thought so. No.
What if you both rolled up to the ESPY when it starts again?
Well,
and it's packed. Who do you reckon the security guards will let in first?
I'll tell you what, I'm yet to go there as Fluffy Duck.
Oh, look out.
Hello. Hello.
Calling himself Fluffy Duck.
Third person calling yourself Fluffy Duck. Duck.
Oh, yeah, I know. What a wanker.
yes.
Basically. Look, as you know, I've been on some new medication. called Mox. Oh. And fair to say, my eyebrows have got a little fluffier. My eyelashes, well, people think I've got spiders in my eyes because I've got legs going everywhere. And I'm getting hair where I've never had hair before, including on the crown of my head. So it is actually working. And even Tim Watson said the other night, we did talking footy, I had to have 3 haircuts during the show.
Wispy will be onto it.
Oh, yeah.
He'll start taking it quick smart. I know where this has all come from, Duck, by the way, because you and I share some friends at a magnificent coastal town about 3 hours west of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And a good friend of ours, I reckon, is the let's say he's in the construction business down there.
Right.
Might be the man that put you onto this medication. Would that be fair?
Yeah, you're actually spot on. Well, he put Jay onto it, who's a good mate,
yes.
Ollie, who are a lovely Port Ferry family from down there.
Yep.
And he started it, and I started to see the results, so I got straight on it. And I don't want to say, because I don't want to give people up, because not everyone's as open as I am about this, but I've had plenty of calls from a lot of people in the football community.
Ooh.
Asking me about what this is, yep. What this magic
BJ Goddard, Chris Judd, Mick Martin,
there's
Geordie.
There's plenty. I did... There were a couple that I said, don't bother. It's not really good.
Ben Cunnington.
There are plenty.
Yeah, Cunners has had some recent help.
Cunners has had some work. Did you see him?
Yeah.
He definitely has.
Well,
so, all right, we'll let you go because I know you've got plenty to achieve. What else are you doing, please? Anything?
No, I really am just at home. I'm doing what I'm told.
Good.
Yesterday I went for a couple of really long walks, but today I've said no. I'll even sort of cut that out and just hanging out, homeschooling, all of that sort of stuff. I'll have to get out for a walk tomorrow. I think we can still go for a long walk, can't we?
Just on your own, yes.
On your own, yeah. We're allowed to do that.
Well, so, given the sort of crowd you traditionally drag, Duck, you can't be seen in public.
No. Well, it's a bit hard, Bill, when you go out because people do want to...
congregate.
Come up and say hello, but
which is congregate.
You've just got to, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
a Fluffy Duck, when especially now with Fluffy Duck, even at the SB or anywhere he goes, they just come to him. Come on, Fluffy.
All right, well done,
Duck. Thanks for that.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is the Rush Hour.
What about
Triple
that
N.
for a show? Jason Dunstall into BT crashing into the bake into Wayne Carey. Geez, there's some goals there.
Where did Brian come from?
just appeared out of nowhere.
What about what he's doing now?
I love it.
A rock garden.
I know.
What's wrong?
Now, yes. Emails come my way.
Oh, has it?
Yep.
Where from this time?
Mansfield.
Oh,
can you please... replay Peter from yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm up here working on a bridge and I very nearly fell off the bastard when I heard him. He asked the same question we've all been asking for a decade. By the way, the show's shizen with that you, Jim. Go Giants, Cobber from Mansfield. Cobber.
And he's working on a bridge.
He's working on a bridge in Mansfield, but he heard Pete in the phone, when the family got involved yesterday. I think he got it there, rabbits.
Pete there. I like Pete from Bayswater,
who had
to do the bolt over there in Adelaide.
That's it. He was shop fitting and had to leave the boards.
What fancies you there, Pete?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Pete, we're going to send you the tailor-made home putting kit, mate. You get the tailor-made truss putter plus a 9-foot putting mat to practice with at home.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, what did Billy say?
No, you just asked the same question I've asked for 10 years. What does he ever say?
I said, God help me. He said something.
Come on, Pete.
Hey, good.
What about, I beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon? Pete, he had no idea.
Well, he's not used to talking to an educated man.
No, and he
from
wasn't.
Assumption.
He wasn't then.
I thought my question was fine.
No.
Which prize would he like?
That would have been a better question.
Pete couldn't understand that.
I'll tell you what we've got tomorrow. I beg your pardon. Super Pav.
Oh, who?
Maddie Pavlich we got on tomorrow. And the Top Flight Bridge.
Oh, good.
We're looking forward to chatting to her too. See how she's bunkering down in the middle of all coping with at the minute.
Yeah.
And by the way, we hope everyone is sensible and safe, Bill.
Yes.
Because it's time we started taking this whole thing seriously.
Well, if you haven't already, you've got to by now.
Stay where you are. Only see direct family that live with you. Otherwise, be very sensible with anything you do. We've got to stop this virus from getting into our society and causing real damage. All right, Bill, something humorous?
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, no. He's already laughing.
Already laughing. My ex-girlfriend just told me she wants us to get back together. Like, how good's that, Jim? I'm a very lucky man. First of all, I won Tats Lotto, and now this.
Oh, no. What about that?
Do you like that, Jim?
No.
What? No, just a no.
No, I don't.
What one food reduces... A woman's sex drive, Jim.
What?
Wedding cake.
Oh, that's better. The first one was real pox.
What about the joke you told last night? Was a bit rude.
Well, Bill, that was one of your jokes. I just dusted it off. Jeez, I got some nice response. Yeah. Blokes coming from everywhere. I like the nun on the cobbles. Now, Bill,
yes,
let's get a bit of plastic Bertrand.
Yes, please. And
lift the show up.
And we'll be back on tomorrow.
Of course we are.
Good.
Bill socially distancing himself from any good jokes.
That's it. Or taste.
Not bad from you. Push the table away.
Or a future job.
Brian. You are the king of the divan.